here with Southwest Kansas native and Holcomb grad Blake Richmeyer, who's going to be entering his redshirt season at Kansas State. Blake, great talking to you here. Talk about what it's been like as being a walk-on here. You came from Butler and went to K-State as a walk-on. What's the last few years been like for you at Kansas State?
Really, it's been a heck of a ride. I've been really happy and really fortunate to be in the shoes I am right now and this opportunity I've been given. You know, coming from Holcomb, as you said, a small town, you don't get too many opportunities to go on. You know, I was blessed to get some guidance to go to Butler Community College at a high school. Spent just one season there, and then I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to go play for K-State after that. Coach Bratt actually gave me a walk-on opportunity after my first year. And really, it's been fun. And getting up to K-State, it's been tough. You know, at that level, everyone's, you know, top-notch players. And so I've been lucky enough to compete with some of them for spots and to compete against other teams as well. And it's been really, really fun.
You've been primarily a special teams player. What's that like going out there, kickoff, return, you name it?
The first time I ran across the field for kickoff, I mean, I didn't see anything but the ball carrier. I couldn't hear anything. I mean, I know the fans are going crazy, you know, the first kickoff, screaming loud. And it's literally, you can't hear anything, and I could hardly see. I mean, just, I was so keen in. It's kind of like the movie Invincible, you know. Literally almost just like that. You can't hear anything, you can't see anything, and it's something I'll never forget.
Of course, getting acclimated and everything, what was it like playing for a legend in Coach Snyder?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, growing up as a kid, kind of idolized the man, to be honest. A lot of people do still. And I was very fortunate to get to play for him. He really instilled a lot of things in us, not just being good football players, but also being great young men. And that carries a long ways, you know.
And, of course, you made the transition here with Coach Kleiman. How's that been? Has it been a smooth one? Been tough at times? What's it been like overall?
That month period, kind of, it might not even have been that long, but when we were looking for the coach, it was super stressful, you know, especially as a walk-on. Like, am I still going to have a spot there? Stuff like that comes into play. But when Kleiman got there, it's been extremely smooth. He's a player's coach. He's really personable and connects well with the players. And that carries a long ways with us and our work ethic and, you know, our drive to be better football players.
What's been your favorite memory so far, or maybe specific player overall memory of being a Wildcat over the last couple of years?
That's a great question. My favorite memory, honestly, meeting guys and building a bond with my teammates is pretty special. I mean, when you got 110 guys on the roster there about, and really developing friendships and a bond with these guys, it's truly special. I mean, at that level, being friends with these guys and being so close as friends, it's pretty special.
First time, I believe, you've probably been out here for the K-State Fry here, but you're kind of a Western Kansas kid. What do you kind of relate with some of the others to have this a mountain fry experience?
I actually enjoy it. I've been to several like it. This is my first time here in Scott City, and I think the guys are having a blast too, and it's kind of cool for me. I can kind of show them around and introduce them to other farmers and ranchers around in the area that I know well, and my dad's got to introduce me to as well. He's got a lot of farming buddies around here, so we farm in this area, so it's pretty cool getting to kind of come back and talk to them a little bit and just hear, you know, their thoughts and concerns and just hear the support, honestly.
And lastly, of course, being a Southwest Kansas kid, maybe not too many players from Southwest Kansas make it onto a Division I like Kansas State. But in the years past, you've had kids from Ulysses here at Scott City, Dodge City, I think maybe even Garden City, Cimarron. What's it like to kind of help be one of those guys that's kind of carrying that flag for Southwest Kansas?
It's an honor. It's truly an honor, and I'm very fortunate, blessed, lucky, and I'm thankful that I get to do what I do and represent Western Kansas, and I hope I'm doing a good job of it, and I'm very thankful that I come from this area, too.
Well, thanks as always here, and good luck to you your senior year.
Appreciate it.